Chapter 1. Hertfordshire. Spring. 1889. There are moments when time seems to stand still. When watching a loved one die, standing on a freezing street corner, hungry and homeless, waiting for the bite of the belt on your bare back, or hearing the words, "Marry me," from someone whose feelings you don't want to hurt, but know will be hurt anyway. I stared at Samuel, looking handsome and earnest on his knees in front of me on the lawn of Rockingham House. He'd just delivered every girl's ideal marriage proposal. Every girl except me. It only made my heart ache. I couldn't fault his proposal, particularly when he offered to marry me to protect me. It was so tempting to say yes. So very tempting. If I had been a different woman, I would have said yes. A mere 5 years ago, I would have said yes. But I was no longer that naive, desperate girl. I knew better. Happiness and marriage didn't necessarily go together. Nor did love. Perhaps Samuel could take better care of me if we were married. But his name couldn't protect me from gossip. Indeed, a union between us would only expose my past to his set. I may have recently come under physical threat from the spirit of my tormentor, the master, but there were other, less tangible dangers in the world. Marrying Samuel wouldn't make them magically disappear. "Samuel," I said cautiously, "please understand that I appreciate your offer." The light in his swirling blue eyes faded like a dimmed lamp. He pushed himself to his feet and lowered his head. His blonde hair fell across his eyes, shielding them from me. But I could read his thoughts in the stoop of his shoulders and his heavy sigh. "I'm sorry," I murmured.
"Don't," he said quietly. "You have nothing to apologize for. I shouldn't have spoken so hastily. You're not ready."
"That's the thing, Samuel. I will never be ready. I don't want to be any man's wife. I want a life of my own, where I'm free." His head jerked up. His sharp gaze pinned me.
"I will never take away your freedom, Charity. I will never do anything to you that you don't want."
I pressed my hand against his chest. My instinctive move was meant to stop him from saying more, and it did, but it also filled me with a sense of longing. I'd not touched a man intimately in years, and part of me missed the closeness such touches could bring. Samuel wore no waistcoat or jacket, and I felt his heart thundering through his shirt. It reminded me that I needed to be careful with him. Since taking on my most horrible memories, he'd edged closer to the abyss of madness. That was my fault, and I would do anything to return him to the charming man he once was. Anything except marry him or become his mistress. All I could really do was refrain from telling him all the reasons I couldn't marry him, like the fact that I feared him, feared most men, and hated the loss of self-control I felt around him, and the fact that I couldn't trust a hypnotist. I retracted my hand and placed it against my churning stomach. I don't mean freedom in that sense, not in the way he kept me. There are other forms of freedom, particularly for a woman. I want to continue to work at the school and help the orphans in my care. The flare of earnestness returned to his eyes, or perhaps it was the madness. I would allow that.
"Oh, Samuel, there are other considerations. You and I are from very different worlds."
"I don't care," he said, almost begging. "You should. The stain of my background will always